True, but it was hard to look at the assembled ranks of the Nac Mac Feagle and remember that they were, technically, fairies. It was like watching penguins swimming underwater and having to remember that they were birds. And, she said, we can get into dreams, you see, and what's a mind but another world of dreaming? No, I must forbid that, said Miss Level. I can't have you running around inside a young girl's head. I mean, look at you. You're fully grown. Well, you're a man. It'd be like you looking at her diary. Rob Anybody looked puzzled.
Who, I?
He said. We looked at her diary loads of times. Nae harm done.
You looked at her diary? Said Miss Level, horrified. Why?
Really, she thought later, she should have expected the answer.
"'Cause it was locked,' said Daft Willie. "'If she didn't want anyone to look at it, "'why'd she keep it at the back of her sock drawer? "'Anywhere, there was a load of words we couldn't understand, "'and wee drawings of hearts and flowers and that.'
"'Hearts? Tiffany?' said Miss Level. "'Really?' She shook herself. "'But you shouldn't have done that, "'and going into someone's mind is even worse.'
"'The hiver is in there, mistress.' said Awfully Wee Billy, meekly. "'But you said you can't do anything about it.' "'She might, if we can track her doon,' said the Gonagall. "'If we can find the wee bitty bit of her that's still her. "'She's a bonny fighter when she's roused. "'You see, mistress, her mind's like a world in itself. "'She'll be hiding in it somewhere, looking out through her own eyes, "'listening with her own ears, trying to make people hear, "'trying no to let yon beast find her.' "'And it'll be hunting her all the time, trying to break her doon.'
Miss Level began to look hunted herself. 50 small faces, full of worry and hope and broken noses, looked up at her. And she knew she didn't have a better plan. Or even a PLN. "'All right,' she said. "'But at least you ought to have a bath. "'I know that's silly, but it'll make me feel better about the whole thing.' There was a general groan.
"'A bath! But we all had one no a year ago.' said Rob Anybody. I put the big dew pond for the ships.
Ah, Crivens, said Big Yan. You canna ask a man to take a bath again this soon, mistress. There'll be nothing left to us.
With hot water and soap, said Miss Level. I mean it. I'll run the water, and I'll put some rope over the edge so you can climb in and out. But you will get clean. I'm a hag, and you'd better do what I say.
Oh, all right, said Rob. We'll do it for the big wee hag, but you're no to peek, okay?
Peek, said Miss Level. She pointed a trembling finger. Get into that bathroom now. Miss Level did, however, listen at the door. It's the sort of thing a witch does. There was nothing to hear at first but the gentle splash of water, and then,
this is no as bad as I thought.
Aye, very pleasing.
Hey, there's a big yellow duck here. "'Who are you pointing that beak at, you scunner?'
There was a wet quack and some bubbling noises as the rubber duck sank.
"'Rob, we ought to get one of these put in back in the mound. "'Very warming in the winter time.
"'Aye, it's no that good for the sheep, "'having to drink out of that pond after we've been bathing. "'It's terrible hearing a sheep try to spit.
"'Ach, it'll make us softies. "'It's nae a good wash if you dinna ha' the ice forming on your heed. "'Who are you calling a softie?'
There followed a lot more splashing, and water started to seep under the door. Miss Level knocked.
"'Come on out now and dry yourselves off,' she commanded. "'She could be back at any minute.'
In fact, it wasn't for another 2 hours, by which time Miss Level had got so nervous that her necklaces jingled all the time. She'd come to witching later than most, being naturally qualified by reason of the two bodies, but she'd never been very happy about magic. In truth, most witches could get through their whole lives without having to do serious, undeniable magic. Making shambles and curse nets and dream catchers didn't really count, being rather more like arts and crafts, and most of the rest of it was practical medicine, common sense, and the ability to look stern in a pointy hat. But being a witch and wearing the big black hat was like being a policeman. People saw the uniform, not you. When the mad axeman was running down the street, you weren't allowed to back away muttering,
Could you find someone else? Actually, I mostly just do, you know, stray dogs and road safety.
You were there. You had the hat. You did the job. That was a basic rule of witchery. It's up to you. She was two bags of nerves when Tiffany arrived back, and stood side by side holding hands with herself to give herself